Welcome to Storytelling. This week, we welcome back a former guest who is a true visionary and creative force to be reckoned with. He has an exceptional talent and has conquered the worlds of filmmaking, photography, spoken word, acting, and the dynamic realm of the media. And he consistently seeks to shatter barriers and unlock our untapped potential for self-expression. In this episode, he shares his inspirational story as he empowers us all to embrace our unique voices and fearlessly share our stories with the world. Please welcome Des Mighty. Hello, Des, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Debbie, and thanks for having me back.
Des, a lot has happened since we last spoke. Can you tell us what is going on in the world of Des Mighty?
Well, a few things have happened. I think the last time we spoke, I said I was going to launch my YouTube channel. Tick, that's been done. I said I was going to launch my podcast. Tick, that's been done. We are in the throes of putting together the play, which reflects some of the visual stories that we have on YouTube. We've got our first meeting on Saturday. We've got some actors that are drawn up for that. So that's pretty exciting. And I've also decided that we're going to try and do a book. So we've got a concept behind that as well. So there's a few things happening.
So let's take everyone back to the type of visual experience that the audience enjoys about the content on your YouTube channel and how that has turned into a podcast and how that has manifested itself into all these other great and wonderful things.
Okay. So I'm a visual storyteller. I'll tell you what's really funny the other day. I was out at the Chelsea car show and we met some investors and they asked me what I do. And I just really couldn't clearly define who or what I am because I do so many different things. Obviously, I'm a property developer, I'm a broker, I'm a photographer, I'm a filmmaker, and now I'm a visual storyteller. So it was quite confusing. When I got asked the question, I really didn't know what to say because it's a lot to say all of those things. But then we had a conversation afterwards and it's simply, I create content, which I thought was fantastic. So when people ask me, it's a great lead up into, I create content. What type of content? Let me give you my YouTube channel and you'll see. And make sure you subscribe. So the YouTube channel's visual stories, they're stories about life, they're stories about fragility, about our human experience. And so far, it's done quite well. I mean, obviously, I'd like it to do better, but I have to sort of temper myself and say, I've just started. And I'm really excited about the fact that I've even managed to put one video up. So I'm on my 8th video and my 9th short, which for me is incredible because I don't know if we, from the last conversation, I was quite terrified about putting anything up, especially with my face on it. So that's been fantastic. If you go to the YouTube channel, which is Des Mighty, let's say one of the pieces on there is called Fragile, which is about how we as humans are very similar to flowers. We blossom, we bloom, and then we die. And it's quite reflective. So what I decided to do for my podcast was each podcast would be about one of my visual stories, but it would enable me to take those stories into lots of different places. So for instance, the visual story Fragile, we've now got 3 podcasts that relate to fragility. So the first one is about dementia. And we've got a top dementia lady talking about what dementia is, how it affects us, why it affects us. And again, that's the fragility of our nature as human beings. The second one is a conversation with a friend who's just got a really interesting life in terms of she's got to look after a mother who's not very well. She's got a really interesting backstory. And the third one, which we did yesterday, is with a psychologist who looks after creatives. And what's really interesting, I just watched Back to Black, which is Amy Winehouse. Mm-hmm. And that's a really hard watch. I don't know if you've seen it, but what we recognized was that a happy place was singing as a creative, and then the rest of her life was a war, was a disaster. And what you find with a creative is that we struggle sometimes to give a piece of ourselves away. And when people don't accept that, that becomes really, really challenging. So this has been an uphill journey, which I've slowly kind of flattened off and said, you know, I can actually do this. I can do this. And I'm really getting excited about it. So, and that's all thanks to you pushing me to get my stuff out there. And the response so far has been fantastic. And every time I read a comment, I mean, yesterday someone sent me something that said, you know, I felt I was all alone with my problems and my challenges. And you know, it just makes you feel like you're doing something worthwhile.
The title of this episode is Inspired. Okay. And you have certainly been inspired to take your journey forward, but I'm sure you're inspiring other people who are hearing you or hearing your story also. Can you share with us Inspired?
One of the things that people ask me all the time is, where do I get the inspiration from to put together some of these visual stories? And what actually inspires me? So I sat down and thought, what does inspire me? And I wrote this piece. I am constantly being asked what inspires me and how I manage to write such deep words. My answer is always the same. Life inspires me. Every day we are above ground, we are blessed. We have the opportunity to win, to pray, to fight, to resist, to love, to give, to be more than we could ever have imagined. There is so much beauty in the world. The trick is to shut out all the noise and focus on what gives you joy. I am inspired by life and all of its intricate possibilities. I am inspired by the huge differences we can make. I'm truly inspired by how we evolve as humans and recognize that if we can avoid the lies and deceit supplied daily by lesser beings, that is there simply to drown out the truth, we can rise and become the spiritual, caring, loving race that we really are. This life is truly wonderful. We just need to live it so. Lift your eyes off the ground, drown out the sounds of evil, turn off the tell-lie vision, and practice gratitude, self-control, and self-confidence. Learn to give while you act as if you are who you want to be every day. I understand that if we really focus, we can see the real us, beautiful, dynamic, and spiritual, capable of anything. We were put here to learn, to fly, to rise, to laugh until our belly aches, to learn from our mistakes, to forgive, to love, to celebrate, to make laughter our best friend, to help our children to transcend and become incredible. Because we are here to leave an indelible mark on this world, to understand that this body is simply a vessel that contains our soul, that unique part of us that makes us whole, part of our creator who made us to be happy, adventurous, daring and bold, to gain wisdom as we get old, to laugh at our missteps, to lift each other up until all of our cups runneth over. And understand that it's the simple things in this life that really matter. That's what inspires me.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's all about our life and our life's journey. Every word that you mentioned just literally transported me from my early years to where I am now. Is that what you intended for that piece?
Do you know what? I wrote that piece based on the question, what inspires me. I sat down one day, I had no intention of writing, and that's what came out. I don't know if people remember, when I write, I'm not in a place to write. Suddenly just stuff comes out. And then I'll read it back and go, oh my God, did I just write that? So it's kind of really difficult for me to say, and it wouldn't be true if I said, yeah, I planned to write that, because I didn't. I just sat down and just off the back of the question, what inspires you? And it just all came out. And I read it back and read it back. And I'm like, a lot of times I'll go, did I actually write that? So most of the pieces that I have, when I look back at them, when I read them, I'm always inspired. And I also don't understand how I've been able to write those pieces, if that makes any sense.
Des, you've been in a place where you didn't want to share any of your content.
Yep.
Because you had doubted yourself. 100%. And now you're doing amazing, wonderful thing. What advice would you give to someone who is in a similar position to where you once were?
Okay. Everybody's creative, right? It doesn't matter what you do. We're all creative people, whether we're being creative with numbers or art. It doesn't matter. We're all creative. And one of the things that happens to you when you take a piece of yourself, for instance, my world has always been quite visual in terms of photography and filmmaking, and now a kind of spoken word, but I don't call it spoken word. And when you take a part of that and put it out into the world, it leaves you in a vulnerable space, because you're leaving yourself open to judgment. And some people will love what you do, and there'll be people who don't love what you do. I mean, so far, I haven't come across anyone who doesn't like what I do. So I'm sure that as soon as I get to a point in my life, that there may be some people who have difficult things to say, but I'll cross that road when I get to it. But the key thing for doing this is just doing it. I can honestly say, and I think from the last conversation or the very first conversation that we had, I would never have dared to put out any of my work. I would read it and then put it away. It's mine. Nobody can see it. No one could criticize me. No one can make me feel bad about something or things that are an intricate part of myself. But one of the things that I kind of gathered is that if you have a talent and you're hiding it, that talent might be able to help other people get through some of the stuff that they're going through. So you're really not doing yourself or God or whatever you believe in a service. Because if you're given a gift, you need to put it out there. So for years, I've hidden my gift. I still have doubt about myself in terms of when I put stuff out, oh my God, will people like it? You know, I'm still in that place of discovery. But the one thing that I've decided to do is not be afraid to put stuff out. And at first I put my stuff out on YouTube, and then someone said, hey, put it on LinkedIn. I'm like, LinkedIn, oh my God, I can't put anything on LinkedIn. That's the business environment and people will judge you. Then another part of me is like, well, why not? What have you got to lose? Nothing. So I put it on Twitter, put it on LinkedIn, I've put it on Instagram, I've put it on TikTok. And now I'm like, I can put this anywhere. So going back to the question, if you have something that you've got to say to the world or show to the world, and you're feeling self-doubt or you're just really not sure, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Oh, wonderful words of advice. There's, as always, you've been amazing. Thank you once again for being a guest on his podcast.
No worries.
If you would like further details about Des, then please follow the links in the show notes.